Make your plans now to join us for the G3 National Conference, September 30th through October 2nd, as we'll gather for Christian fellowship and the worship of God through song and the preached word. Our theme for the 2021 conference will be centered on biblical Christology. You can find registration details at g3men.org. Get 15% off by mentioning code G3BAR. That's G3BAR.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Yo, welcome to the bar. Come on and pull up a seat and open up your Bible. What a wonderful feast. The living bread, and we're discussing what it means for the streets, the inner cities and the burbs, and every person we meet. This is where we challenge worldviews that we hear from world news. In light of the scripture, we are here to serve you. We're your source for resources to help you on your way as you battle mean forces. This is for the people who can see the importance of sound theology and the scripture that support it. And this is for the truth lovers, biblically reforming, preaching Christ to the nations. Yeah, welcome to the Modern Reformation, yeah.
The Bar, biblical and reformed.
Welcome everybody to The Bar. It's your boy Dwayne in the building, right back in here another Tuesday. Super excited as always to be coming through your speakers, through your earbuds, wherever you listen to The Bar. We're grateful that you're listening. And like I do every week, I love to thank the listeners. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Bar Podcast. Make sure you go to the Bar website. I had a freeze right there. The Bar Podcast website, and sign up for our email list, as well as leave a 5-star review, as well as follow us on all social media. We got a lot of stuff going on with the Bar Podcast, as well as the Bar Podcast Network. And none of that could be possible without you guys. So I always like to start the show that way. And like I love to start the show with awesome guests. This week we have a brother. We've been missing each other for a few weeks, finally able to sit down together and bring him on the show. He had me on his show first, so it was only right I returned the favor. I have my brother, Drew. How are you, sir?
Not too bad, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great, brother. Doing great. It's Friday right now. You know, it's Tuesday according to the podcast, but you know. It's Friday, and I have a Friday mindset right now, man. How about you? How are you doing today?
I hear you, man. Yeah, no, I'm in that Friday mindset myself. Thankful it's going to be the weekend. Looking forward to going to see a movie with the family tomorrow, so that'll be good.
Oh, nice. Sweet, man. Well, speaking of family, man, I like to let my guests kind of give like an introduction of themselves, personal, professional, whatever you want to share. You can do that right here.
Sure, man. Yeah. So Dwayne, thanks for having me on, buddy. I appreciate it. Like you said, I had you on, first, but I'm grateful to have the opportunity to talk on your podcast as well. So my name is, Drew Temple. I am the, host of a podcast called Courageous Theology. It also has a blog that goes along with it. I am a husband, to my wife, Cherry, and we have, two little girls, Mia and Emma. I'm also a proposal manager for an IT company and a volunteer youth leader for my church, Mosaic of Winchester. So that's a good breakdown of me. I also like to read a lot. And so that's pretty much my entire life, I guess.
I feel you, brother. I feel you. That's what's up, man. And it's amazing how God put people together. Cause, you know, I remember when we first started, when we first inboxed, and I was thinking you were someone else. You remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that. And I was very confused by the conversation. I was like, I don't think I'm the person you think I am. And then you said the name and I was like, yeah, no, I'm not that guy.
Right.
It went from there, but it's all good.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, definitely good, man. So, you know, I guess where I want to start, man, is what got you into blogging and podcasting? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I've always enjoyed, writing. That's been a big thing for me. And so I've actually had several blogs, through the years. A few have just been, more narrative, me telling stories. At one point I had a blog that was based around fashion, which if anyone knows me, I'm not really the most fashionable person. So it was kind of weird for me to have that. But really what kind of got me started with Courageous Theology was, you know, there was kind of like a whole slew of more reformed leaning podcasts coming out, reformed blogs. Around the time that I started kind of formulating the idea of Courageous Theology, you know, the Reformed Pubcast had started. I found out about you. That's actually, to be quite honest, the reason why I started a podcast, and not just a blog is actually through the bar. And you know, my interactions with you and, various Facebook groups that we were part of. And then, like you had mentioned, you know, inboxing you and asking you some questions and stuff. But yeah, so, I mean, I've always enjoyed, writing, and I knew kind of, podcasting was, that next, venture as far as, media and people consuming content went. So it was something that I wanted to go ahead and get involved with, but yeah, I mean, the whole idea behind Courageous Theology really started with the blog, and wanting to put out, I guess quality content for, people that I knew, maybe more specifically, and people within, our church. But then it's kind of thankfully, I mean, I'm really kind of surprised, I guess, grown from there to where, the majority of the people who follow the blog or listen to the podcast, I have no idea who they are. So it's kind of cool how that works out.
Yeah, no, that's the great thing about podcasts. And I love to hear people talk about, yeah, I want to do this for my church and all of that. And I'm like, yo, you're so humble, but cause you know, podcasting, there's no demographic that, you know, there's nothing to keep it from the whole world. You know, once you put it out there, it automatically is sent everywhere. So, you know, that's something I always think is pretty cool. So why Courageous? I always wanted that, even when we were talking, why Courageous, Theology? What actually prompted you for that?
Yeah, man. So, so anyone that knows me really well, knows that when I was younger, I was kind of not fearless, but I just didn't care. Like I was going to do whatever it took to get things done. I wasn't going to let anything hold me back. But really as I started getting older and, I mean, we can get into it a little bit, but I'll just briefly say it. You know, dealing with some, mental health issues. But then also some, just life things, happening. Really kind of, killed a lot of that, in my personality, unfortunately. And so really kind of the idea behind Courageous Theology, is maybe even for myself reclaiming some of that courage and, I guess, extrovertedness, if that's even a word. But then also, but also with that, I mean, the kind of like the subtitle tagline, whatever of Courageous Theology is it's where orthodoxy meets orthopraxy. Really it's just,
like
it's really about, yeah, thanks man. It's really about like, what we believe and how we end up living that out. And really a driving, verse for that and one that I really held on to over these last couple of years, as I've been dealing with some of these issues I was talking about, is Joshua 1:9. It says, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And so that's really kind of where it came from. And so from there, we have Creator's Theology.
Dope, man. That is cool. I apologize. I don't know if you heard my daughter just then.
It's all good.
She just came in and just, you know, just bust open the studio door, you know, no privacy. She didn't see the red recording light on. I'm just kidding. I don't have all that, but
it's all good.
Good deal, man. So, you kind of touched on, a little bit, you know, as far as your story, man, and, just your come to faith, you know, I know we haven't had that conversation. Can you kind of give us the, I guess, not the long version. I'm just kidding. You take your time, man, and just kind of tell us about that journey and even with coming to faith, even into Reformed theology.
Sure, man. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Sorry. Like I know you were just joking, but like, I don't have the ability to not, give long answers. Narrative is a strong thing for me. So bro, I just
go, I already know. Give one.
I know. So I grew up really, nominally Christian. You know, we went to church as a kid. But once, I got to around 3 years old, we stopped. And then we picked back up into it when I was around five. And then, so around the age of eight, I was, baptized at the church that we had been going to. But really it was more or less I think this is something that I'm supposed to do and not really I have a true faith in Jesus. And so I'm going to be baptized. It was very much I think that I should be baptized. Like this is something I'm supposed to do. And so really I kind of grew up from there, thinking that I was a believer, thinking that I was a Christian, but really looking back on it, I definitely wasn't. And I was kind of one of those kids that, I was never really bad, so I don't have, one of those testimonies. I've always been kind of a rule follower, always doing what I'm supposed to, you know, quote unquote, what I'm supposed to do. But I was very much rebelling, not against, the system or against my parents or anything like that, but really against God. And so it was around the time that I got into about seventh grade. One of my friends, really kind of, I don't know, called that out in my life. He saw that the way I was living, and the way I was acting really kind of went against what I said that I believed. And so he really kind of started poking at me and prodding me, with the truth of the gospel. And so really it was one night, in April of, 2000, he and I were on the phone and, he was just kind of laying out the gospel to me again, probably for like the 20th time at that point. And I just broke down crying, realizing that I wasn't a believer and that I desperately needed Christ. And, so from there, I had accepted Christ and, it just went from there, but I wasn't, discipled at all. So I didn't really know what it meant, to actually live as a believer. And so I made a lot of mistakes. I did a lot of dumb things, a lot of, you know, really sinful things, throughout that time period. But looking back on it, can honestly say, like, I was a believer. I just didn't know what I was supposed to do, I guess. And so it wasn't until I got to college that I was actually discipled. By our campus minister who actually married my wife and I. He was the lead pastor of the church we were involved in before our church merged. Now he's our executive pastor. He's one of my best friends. But he started discipling me. And really it was from there that I started realizing, okay, I'm really coming into a maturity in my faith, moving beyond the milk, you know, as the Bible describes it, and actually consuming the meat. I started growing from there. And, so that's kind of where I kind of took off, I guess it would be. But as I mentioned previously, it was kind of with the Reformed Pubcast. It was kind of funny. In the my last year of college, my best friend at the time, he had started talking to the campus minister of RUF, the Reformed University Fellowship, and really kind of started getting an idea of Reformed theology, of Calvinism, of Calvinist soteriology. And it was, he was in my apartment one evening and he was kind of telling me all of this. And I did like what I look back at now and just kind of laugh at, like, okay, well, why am I even praying? Like, if God just does whatever he wants, like, I'm not going to pray. That's stupid. Like, you know, if God, you know, does whatever. So looking back on it now, it's kind of humorous to me considering where I'm at. But that was kind of my first introduction, I guess, to Reformed theology and Calvinist soteriology and way of thinking. And so it actually wasn't until the Reformed Pubcast, they actually it was funny how it worked out. They actually started following me on Twitter. Yeah, and so then I started listening to the Pubcast and kind of following what they were doing. And as I was listening to more episodes and as they were going through stuff, I started realizing, like, okay, I think this is actually what I believe. Because at that time, for better or worse, I had started really getting into Mark Driscoll, started listening to a lot of Matt Chandler stuff. And so it was kind of seeping its way in there. But as Les and Tanner were laying that stuff out, like, I really started to realize, like, oh, man, this is actually what I do believe. And so that's right. Kind of how that transformation took place, to give the long answer to the question.
Well, listen, brother, I knew the setup, like, but no, that's an amazing story, man. And, you know, it's funny because a lot of people, sometimes make people feel bad because they don't have a, you know, I was smoking crack in the alley and God saved me. No, that's not the case. It's always a beautiful image, man. You talk about that friend that shared the gospel, you know, and just continually to be that good friend, you know, that's just as beautiful to me. You know what I mean? So I think that was, that was definitely interesting, to learn. And then the, you know, it's funny you mentioned Mark Driscoll, you know, I mean, he had his purpose, man, you know, like,
yeah, for sure.
He, a lot of his sermons, people try to bash him. My homeboy Shatario, it'd be quick to say, you know, Acts 29 wouldn't be what it is without him. So, you know, there's no shade there. I mean, of course he say a little crazy stuff now, but you know, he had his purpose, man. So
the Bar Podcast will return right after this.
Hey, what's going on? This is your boy, Pastor Chris Hernandez.
And this is Jimmy De Los Santos.
And we're your boys from SolarCast.
We're just a couple of average guys who came out of the charismatic movement to a reformed understanding of theology.
That's right. Catch us with a new episode every Tuesday morning on all the platform networks, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and the like.
You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at @Sola_cast.
Also search for us on Facebook, like the page, share the page.
Let's get to the meat.
Let's do it.
And now, back to the Bar Podcast. Here's your host, Dwayne Atkinson.
All right, we're back in here with my brother Drew. And man, so I didn't mention this before. You kind of breezed through it, you know, and not to toot my own horn, but I know when you first were starting off, you know, I was kind of giving you a, you know, some tips and things like that, man. Yeah. So just so my listener can hear you say it. I mean, if you just want to get into that a little bit.
Yeah. So, no, I mean, definitely, Dwayne, you were, like I had said, you know, really kind of listening to the Bar, and listening to like the Reformed Pubcast is really kind of what got me interested in doing a podcast. Right. But for sure, like I reached out to you, and just started picking your brain, asking you questions. So really, yeah, man, you did. And kind of, I don't know if I'm sure it's not a result of it, but, I like what you're doing now too, of doing some of the sidebars and stuff like that and answering questions of like how you start a podcast and everything else. That's awesome.
And cause I'm always doing it. I mean, you were one of the earlier ones, but I get those inboxes all the time, man, and people asking me, and I don't mind sharing. And so I felt like that was just only right to do it that way. That's really cool, man. I'm excited and honored, man, that could be a part of it. Because you know, you're doing good work over there, and I just wanted to put that out there. So let's get into the bar signature questions. These are three questions I ask all of my guests. I'm sure you're familiar. We'll go with the number one signature question, and it is, what kind of music do you listen to?
Oh, man. So I listen to a large variety of music. Something that I think you're maybe vaguely familiar with this, just from some groups that we've been a part of on social media.
You're determined to get us in trouble. I'm not saying so much.
I'm not saying so much.
You just keep brushing by it. I'm not even acknowledging it. I'm just like,
Well, yeah. but from some of those things, you may have seen or may know that I used to do rap music back when I was in college. Mm-hmm. I listen to a lot of rap, a lot of hip hop, older stuff and newer stuff. But then too, man, I listen to a lot of rock, a lot of, from the influence of, a few people, namely Philip Moses, and some of a guy named Webb as well. So influence of some, more heavy, metal type music, that I probably wouldn't have listened to before. But yeah, man. So I listen to a lot of different stuff. A lot of, I found myself listening to a lot of, 90s and, I guess we're calling it the aughts, stuff recently here. So, I'd say that's probably the majority of what I listen to right now.
Okay. Good deal. All right. Next signature bar question is, what book or books are you currently reading?
So I read a lot. Anyone that's followed me on social media has seen kind of stuff I've posted. The books I'm reading right at this moment, I'm getting ready to finish up reading, Talking to Strangers, which is, Malcolm Gladwell's most recent book. I'm also reading Post-Christian by a guy named, Gene, Veith. Who actually just recently interviewed for my podcast. It'll be coming out soon.
Nice.
I'm reading Confronting Christianity by Rebecca McLaughlin. And then one that's kind of outside that stream is I'm almost through The Lost Causes of Bleak Creek, which is a book that is fictional. It's kind of probably more geared towards young adult, early adult. But it's by, Rhett and Link, from, I guess, Good Mythical Morning. It's a novel that they had written. And so I'm almost finished that, and it's actually been pretty good. I've liked it a lot.
Cool, man. That's it. Nice. All right. Last signature bar question is, what podcasts or sermons do you listen to?
Okay. So one would be, the Bar Podcast. That is one. I also listen to actually kind of just like books, man. I listen to a lot of podcasts. Sure. And so, Ask Pastor John, The Briefing for Al Mohler, Revive Thoughts, which I think you've had those guys on.
Recently too.
Yeah. So Revive Thoughts.
Troy.
Yeah, man. Troy. Yeah, Troy. I had Troy on. He's a cool cat. I like talking to him. But a lot of the Lifeway, leadership podcasts I listen to. And then I listen to one called Fitness Confidential, with a guy named Vinny Tortich. Basically about eating healthy. Right. And then some other, podcasts that are in that same vein. And then for sermons, I don't listen to as many sermons as I used to, I think, at this point, but the ones that I do still listen to every once in a while would be from Matt Chandler from the Village Church. And then, I'll, you know, obviously listen to the sermons from my own church, as well. Right. But, yeah, I don't listen to a whole lot of, sermons, not as much as I used to, but yeah, a lot of podcasts.
Okay. Nice. All right, brother. Well, listen, I'm glad we were able to, make this happen. Long time coming. And I'm going to give you, like I do all my guests, an opportunity to speak to the listeners. You know, let them know where they can find all of your content, as well as any words of encouragement or anything like that you want to share. You can do that right here.
All right, man. Well, thanks again, Dwayne. I do appreciate you coming on That's,
this is
I was interviewing someone else earlier today, man. That's kind of like the default thing that my mind goes to.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on, man. yeah, so if anyone wants to check out the blog or the podcast, they can go to CourageousTheology.com. I'm on social media, at Courageous Theology on Instagram and Facebook, and then at Courage Theology on Twitter. A lot of the same stuff I post on Instagram and Facebook ends up on Twitter, so you don't really need to follow that one. But you can follow me on there. Yeah, I'm on social media. I'm very responsive, so if you want to reach out, get in contact with me, I'm more than happy to chat and see what's up. But then we release podcasts every Monday, blogs every Wednesday, so be looking out for it.
Awesome, man. Good deal. Well, listen, brother, thank you again for coming on the show. Definitely was fun. To the Bar listeners, make sure you guys check us out every Tuesday, your favorite podcast. Make sure you go to thebarpodcast.com, subscribe to the email list, and then go to that Bar Network tab and hit up everybody that's on the network. We're growing, and by God's grace, so make sure you follow all of them. Also, go to thebargear.com, pick you up some bar gear so you can rep your favorite podcast as well. God bless you guys. Until next time, we are out. What's up, bar listeners? It's finally here, the bar exclusive content. Yes, that's right. You can sign up to receive exclusive content as low as $2 a week or $5 a month, $50 for the year to get exclusive content. What is the exclusive content? I'm glad you asked. The exclusive content is additional information from my guests, extra time with them in like the green moon setting, laid back, them asking me questions, I ask them questions, and also the Facebook group. You get an invitation to the Facebook group where we will have discount codes for the bar gear and many, many more. Make sure you sign up. The link's in the show notes. Join the VIP inside the bar group, and we'll see you there.